watched you struggle, and I watched you wrestle with them angels.
Here he is, from Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
The correct Jordan Harris Stadium time is 8:40 Central Standard Time. So daylight time. Sorry, I don't want to get everybody's clocks wrong. Your digital audio device is tuned into the Orange and True podcast, harbored by College of Magnolia.com. Greetings and salutations, Orange and Truthers. It is I, Drew Croson, live from Texas, at CenterCrow2 on Twitter, at CenterCrow on Venmo. To one side of me is the rumor monger, Ryan Starrett, at Ryan S. Starrett. The S is for show notes. Ryan, can you hear me?
I've got them. The S also stands for something to prove, according to T. Will.
Something to prove. To the other side of me, giving you full Fort Payne ASMR through the magic of the internet, a man who not afraid to break into a middle school to shoot hoops by himself, the AU Chief.
Hi.
On today's show, ladies and gentlemen, this is the 100th episode of the Orange and True podcast. We did it, guys.
Jack, put some like party the horns and stuff here. Yeah, there we go. That kind of horn.
100th episode of the Orange and True podcast. 100 episodes ago, Ryan and I sat in my old living room. That was two houses ago for me at this point. And talked about a bunch of nonsense. And we haven't gotten any better at it since then.
Yeah, Crow. So how was the move?
Eventful. So let me explain what happened to me on Thursday. Last Thursday, my father-in-law had the great idea. It really was a great idea. You should just go ahead and rent the U-Haul today so that you have Thursday, Friday, Saturday to load the U-Haul slowly. Just a couple boxes at a time. Don't have to, you know, rush. You can pack it great. Said, all right, no big deal, because you get four-day rentals. So then I would just need to pay for two extra days. So I go get the U-Haul place in Auburn on Opelika Road, allegedly, according to U-Haul, didn't have any 26-foot trucks. So I had to drive to Eclectic, Alabama, to pick up this 26-foot truck at some lady's yard. It wasn't really a U-Haul place. It was like it was grass. Like, the U-Haul was parked on grass. Nice. And then I drove an empty 26-foot U-Haul truck on those mountain, on those like lake roads back to Auburn. Back past Chief's place on Farmville. And then proceeded to get it stuck on College Street.
Oh, in college. Wow.
So, like, I don't know. YouTube, but most people listening to this don't realize. My side driveway at the house that I still have for sale in Auburn that I'm still paying mortgage on is fairly steep, but not crazy steep. So I didn't think I would high center this U-Haul on that driveway. Sure enough, totally did. And the tow hitch on the back of the U-Haul dug into the asphalt on College Street so deeply that I could not reverse or go forward. I was blocking traffic at one point on the right lane on College Street in a 26-foot U-Haul truck. If you're listening to this and you were stuck, that was me. Cop showed up. We called a wrecker. Tiger Towing showed up. And I paid them $150 to tow me out of my own driveway. And then I just parked it on the side of the road on my actual street, not on College Street. But, like, yeah, it's a low point in my Auburn history to have – they had to block off – traffic on North College Street.
Hey,
for me,
you literally left your mark.
I did.
In Auburn, Alabama.
There's a half an inch deep gash in North College Street that I left. I hope I don't get a ticket for that. That's my first thought when the cops go, I'm not gonna give me a ticket for leaving a gash in College Street. Apparently not against the law.
I'll have to remember that one.
Yeah. So yeah, for it was about a 4-hour process from leaving my house to go to Eclectic to find, by the time I got the truck parked on the side of the road and started loading boxes, it was 4 hours later.
Jeez.
It seems like a trap.
It was a terrible.
You gotta go pick up the U-Haul at somebody's house out in Styx.
Like, you got to be kidding me. There's got to be a closer U-Haul place to my house than Eclectic Alabama. Like,
well, there's like five in Auburn, but
yes.
I guess they
don't. And there's a bunch of them in Columbus, too.
And a bunch in West Point.
I guess they don't have the big truck.
I don't believe it. So then we loaded the truck up, moved it over, got here to Plano, and I'm staying with my brother until I sell the other house. So,
Plano. I know a friend and Auburn grad. Well, an old friend and Auburn grad that went to Plano or was from Plano.
Who's that?
Shout him out.
Emily Shepherd.
Shout out Emily. I don't know if she went to East or West, but one of the high schools probably.
Well, no, she was in. She went to Coke Mountain in Birmingham after that. Oh. So. Yeah.
Lance Armstrong, so, famous Plano East grad.
Crow, I saw as soon as you got out of Texas, I guess your new job title of Texas Bagman is already starting to work.
Tell you what, we're holding it down here in the TA. Third coach.
What was the title? Director of Creative Recruitment?
Yes.
Yes.
That's Texas a real region. Person's job.
It is.
And really, it's just a graphic design guy. Right? Like, it's all he does.
He's a director, though.
Sure, but he has to come up with the themes, I guess.
It is, and he probably does, like, the photo shoots in the cool photo shoot area in the hype room.
I can't criticize... Thomas,
I'm sure he could tell us all about these.
I can't criticize anyone's made-up name for what they do, because I am a multimedia specialist. So. Right.
You're not just a specialist of one media. You've got multimedias.
And to be more exact, multimedia specialist one.
Oh. Guys, 100 episodes in, I think our listeners would be upset if we didn't answer this question. What is your favorite episode of Orange and True? What episode are you like, yeah, that was, I'm proud of that one.
I really liked our, sorry, and it sucks because Ryan was not on it. But
I was going to say the same episode.
I watched North Carolina. Sorry, Ryan. It would have been. It still would have been the best episode ever if you've been there, Ryan.
Okay.
It had nothing to do with you not being there.
This is the first time y'all went off the show notes?
No, this was just, Chief and I watched the entire Auburn versus North Carolina tournament game together. That was a good episode. The Captain Ron one's up there for me, actually.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Ron was good.
I mean, a lot of these where we haven't had sports to talk about have been pretty fun. We're just hanging around talking.
Yeah. Look, I don't know if it's an official canon episode, but the live Twitter episode after the Iron Bowl this past year with all our special guests is going to be tough to
meet. I wasn't there. For that one.
You weren't there for that one?
No. I wasn't there. I wasn't even there for that one.
Yeah. I mean,
I hadn't made it
physically
back.
Physically, you were, Chief. But...
I don't think I'd made it back yet. To the tailgate. Fair,
I think, Chief, you were there.
Yeah.
Maybe I was.
We weren't all there mentally, I don't think.
Who knows?
Yeah, I was not at that one. I also liked the one we recorded live from the top of Plainsman
yes,
Park.
That was fun. Yep. That was a good one.
I was hoping we could have done that again this year.
I think any of them that we've had Drew McCracken on to talk baseball, because he knows more about baseball than any of us know about anything else Auburn, has all been really great. Probably
really?
Those are nights we can take it easy because say, hey, Drew, how about this?
Every episode in which McCracken and Nerd don't start their own podcast and actually have a much better podcast than us is a good episode.
Indeed.
At some point,
did we do
James
one episode
Jones,
all about sandwich hot takes?
We did do some sandwich hot take episodes. At some point, I'm pretty sure James Jones and Josh Dubb are going to start a Birmingham Orange and True, and it's going to be much better than this nonsense.
Yeah, that could happen. Josh needs to start a golf blog, like a best golf spots in Alabama.com or something like that.
That's a great URL. Best golf spots in Alabama.net.
It's great SEO.
Let me search that and see if it's available for him. that golf spots in Alabama. This is that typing audio just for you nerds. Best golf spots in Alabama.com.
What do we got? Is it
available? Seem like anybody's got it. It Googled it.
Uh-oh. All right.
Another one of my favorite segments has got to be the time we played Crude or Star Wars character.
Yes. Or in Pro Cyclist or member of the Auburn football team.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. You guys missed a lot of those, if I remember correctly.
Look, I'm happy I got any of them.
Oh, did you watch the, did you have a chance to see the Lance documentary yet?
Watched it last night, Chief. Happy you asked.
Is it good?
It's actually really good. My brother, who's not a cycling enthusiast, watched it with me, and he loved it. Today, he was talking about it at breakfast. So, if you're not a cycling fan, you might find it really interesting. The most telling quote in it was this one cyclist who didn't ride in the 1998 Tour de France, who said, yeah, the team left me at home, not just because I didn't dope, but because the fact that I didn't dope means that I wouldn't be able to finish the tour. So the thought process in the late 90s was, if you aren't on dope, you can't even finish the race, much less win. Yeah.
I started it that night. Cause the replay came on, but I was too tired. I couldn't watch it, and I haven't gone back to it yet. So.
Lance yelling "FU" like 20 times to the ESPN cameras. I was like, man, ESPN would have come a long way from the Mickey Mouse network.
Yeah, I did see that part.
So middle fingers up on camera.
I'd heard that story before though, about him buying the whole place drinks. So
it was in Denver, actually.
Were you there at that time?
I wish. No, he's told it on a couple of podcasts. So I'd heard it. I actually heard that story
I probably heard it on a podcast that he did with somebody.
He mentioned
Charles Barkley, maybe. I think.
Yeah, he did that. He had Barkley on his podcast on the Move.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the Forward, whatever it is. He's two podcasts. You know, he mentions Uber in that story. He always drops Uber because he the reason why he's not broke right now is because.
I see the. Investor in Uber?
He invested $100,000 in Uber when they started, and it's made him $5 million, $10 million. So that's basically what the money that he currently has, because all of his bike racing money he had to pay back to lawsuits.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, who's your favorite guest we've had on the 100 episodes?
Oof. It's a tough one. I was hoping it was going to be our special guest tonight.
Well,
tease that a little bit.
We got a special guest tonight for our 100th episode. This is a huge long shot get for this podcast. Ryan reached out to him, and he accepted, and we sent him the link. So if he calls in, he calls in. If not, he doesn't call in, and we can maybe try to get him next week. We'll see what happens.
He'll be heartbroken.
Sure. Not heartbroken.
Next week, I'm doing it not just from next to the pool. I'm doing it from in the pool.
So yes.
Hopefully, he does call in.
Gotta be. You guys can't see it.
That my Bama fan father-in-law was on the show.
That was a hilarious episode. That's one of our first episodes.
Yeah, that was the second episode I did, I think. Yeah. I feel like.
That was a...
Because I was like, who's this guy? I didn't know what's going on.
Was that our FEC West preview?
Yeah, it was before the first season. Before the 2018 season, I guess.
Jarrett Stidham was the quarterback of that episode.
And you know what? He's from Texas, where you live now.
Yeah, just down the road. How far from where you are now? Uh-oh, Crow froze up for me.
Uh-oh, I got you.
It's not good.
Chief.
Guess I can't ask.
100 episodes in, and we are delivering on our promise not to deliver good audio quality.
Wait, I got both of y'all.
Oh, my. Well, they're on our recording.
I forget he's on the recording side.
I'm still recording.
That's not going to work.
I can still hear you.
What's possible that this call is being recorded and it's not just on his end? I don't know.
It's possible. It is possible.
I'm still recording.
You started breaking
up
for me.
Can you not hear me anymore?
I can hear you.
Okay.
This is great radio.
Just so we can see what kind of awful.
Make sure you put that on Twitter, and everybody can see our amazing setup.
if you're listening to this, they can't hear me.
Hey, you're back.
There we go.
You're back.
We're back.
Hey, I could hear you the entire time, and we recorded that entire time.
Oh, great. Great. So, perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Leave it in.
So me and the listeners got a little bit of that off air. We got off air cheap. Lucky you didn't start saying a bunch of bad words.
Whoa. Now I can't see anything because I took a picture and it looks wild here. Oh, there we go. Oh, hey, I see Crow.
Okay, good. So, everybody's back.
Let's mark a time on that. Maybe Jack can edit some of that out.
I don't want him to do that. It was 15 minutes and 30 seconds in, by the way. But we are Chief, we added you on at like episode 10.
It's pretty early, I think, right?
Yeah.
I think it's right.
Let's see. See if I can find out.
Statistician can figure it out, I'm sure.
I'm looking at our old SoundCloud page.
Nice.
I haven't looked at our feed. I don't even know if our current feed goes back all the way. I think it does.
If you look on SoundCloud, I know it does.
Yeah.
We changed halfway through. Crow, do you remember what our first episode was about?
I think we had an episode about what the show was going to be about.
So we had met already.
We had met one time.
To kind of discuss this, like what we were going to do for a podcast for College and Mag.
You came over to my house. Yeah. I had a three-week-old baby.
Yeah.
And I still hadn't unpacked any of our boxes. For the most part. We had like a couple of things in the living room. That was it.
My first episode was on 8/7, 7/26/18, so July 26, 2018.
The SEC East preview.
Yeah.
And we met Chief that day.
Yeah, oh yeah. Ryan,
yeah, Crow,
Ryan
just,
like,
Crow just DM'd him.
Oh, that's right.
I slid into Chief's DMs.
I don't even think I followed you at that point, Chief.
Probably not. Why would you?
And then Chief came over. I had never met him before, and I was like, yeah, let's just make him a co-host of this podcast.
I think your reasoning was, he's an Auburn guy and a Everton fan. So
he's an Auburn guy, he likes Everton, and he lives in town. For my three.
That was the qualification.
I checked all the boxes.
Yeah. And now none of us are in the same room. So,
Crow, episode one was the emergency basketball cast, which we had, I think we didn't plan it until that day when Austin Wiley, Jared Harper, and the crew all decided they were coming back after putting their names in the draft.
That was the first episode?
That was episode one. And because we had not discussed starting a show yet, officially starting the show. We kind of thrown around some ideas, but.
Guys, that was maybe the most Austin Wiley coming back. And Mustafa Heron transferring may have been the two most important decisions in Auburn basketball history.
Yeah.
I think Jerry was coming back no matter what. Like, Jared's not, wasn't going to go anywhere. He wasn't getting drafted.
Right.
But Austin coming back, like, you watch the actual Final Four run, there were some games where Austin had some, like, legit moments that. So Auburn doesn't make the Final Four without Austin Wiley being on the team.
And I'm not sure anybody realized how big a deal that was because he hadn't played the season prior.
Yeah.
And then even in the next season, he got hurt. He was kind of limited.
But he played his butt off in the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The issue was Mustafa leaving seemed like the biggest drag ever at the time. But as Thomas talked about, like, it really opened up Chuma Okeke's game.
Yep. Yeah. I wonder. Well, I don't think it did. Maybe Mustafa seeing Chuma in practice every day, maybe worried about his playing time some. Like, is this guy?
I'm convinced that Mustafa's a two.
Yeah.
And I'll die on that hill that Mustafa Heron's a two guard. But yeah, maybe. The problem is on our team, he may have been seeing Bryce Brown not miss three pointers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true too. It's unfortunate that maybe we didn't get Mustafa when we were a little more established than we were when he. I think we're better off if Mustafa's not the best guy, like the best individual player on the team, you know?
Yeah.
A sophomore Mustafa on this year's team would have been bonkers.
Perfect.
A sophomore Mustafa who's scoring 15 points a game, because that's what he was.
Yeah, yeah.
Alongside Samir and Javon and Okoro.
Yeah.
That's a squad. That's a great team.
That is a great squad.
That's a great team. It's a small team, but I'll take it because Okoro can guard four positions, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no joke, man. I'm not sure what's going to happen with this draft.
Speaking of the draft, can we talk about what's going to happen to the NBA? Are they all going to Disney World? Are they going to play like a World Cup style?
Is such a great idea. Like
it is a great idea.
When I read that and I was like, oh my god, this is great. I hope they do that. Do we think that Chuma will play?
No, I actually don't, because I don't think they're going to make every team go. I think they're just going to take, playoff teams who were playoff teams when COVID happened, you're all going to Disney World.
Yeah, the only thing that maybe they don't do that is those regional sport network contracts they have or whatever, where they have to fulfill those. That's the only reason I've seen that they want to try to get more regular season games.
Well, there's some people who think they're just going to do top 16 regardless of, but like the thing they don't want to do, and I read an article today about this, like they don't want to do anything that changes the playoffs enough that the winner isn't thought of as a genuine champion.
So right. That's why they don't do a single elimination tournament.
And there's a lot of people who've been clamoring for them to do a single elimination tournament. They're not going to do that. Number one, because they don't want the Rockets to win, because everyone hates the Rockets, including me. And like, imagine they would win. That'd be our luck, is the Rockets win a single elimination tournament and get to call themselves NBA champions. Or
if you know who would be super happy about the Rockets winning? Lonely Tailgater, I think, because he's a big Westbrook guy.
But if you're a LeBron guy, you're like, wait a minute, who's beating the Lakers in a single elimination tournament? Right. They win it, and then LeBron gets to say he has four titles.
Right. That's the big worry. I whoever wins is gonna have an asterisk next to their name, because you're not playing at home, home and away. You don't have to go anywhere.
It's just a weird year.
So they got to figure out something.
Apparently, the Magic would be the 8 seed in the East today.
Oh.
Yeah, so they'd be in.
So it's possible Chuma could play.
I don't know how that works, because he hasn't been on the roster all year. I don't know how that works.
But they because they were talking about doing
The rosters are going to be weird, though.
They're going to add more rosters.
They're talking about you can bring a full 20 person roster or whatever it is, and I'm like, where are they going to find all those extra guys?
I read that there's an
did we lose Crow again?
Oh. Maybe he's frozen on my end.
Oh,
you
no.
can probably hear us, though.
So I can hear you guys.
Yeah, we can just keep talking.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I've really... I'm going all in on the NBA, I guess, now, because it's going to come back. It's going to be the only thing.
Back, and it looks like the NHL already had an agreement to come back.
Commentary on
the NBA. Oh, he's back. Hello. Oh,
I was doing some director's commentary on you guys.
Okay.
I think the thing that I read was... There's they don't want to do the play-in tournament to get the last two seeds, because they don't want a healthy Kevin Durant all of a sudden and a healthy Steph Curry to play the worst two teams in the league into the playoffs and then win the championship.
Yeah. How are the – is it because Durant's been hurt that the Nets stink so bad?
Well, and Irving's been hurt too for a while.
Oh, okay.
But now you'd have a healthy KD and a healthy Kyrie, and the Warriors are the worst team in the league, but all of a sudden you add a healthy Stephen Clay and you're not the worst team in the league.
That's why the group stage thing makes sense, and it's not taking everybody. It's just taking the top 20 teams, right. I guess, into it.
Now, Mark Cuban was mad about that because he wants, for whatever reason, Mark Cuban thinks that all 30 teams have to go. I don't know why. He's, like, super in on this idea that, like, if one team's going to risk it, everybody has to risk it.
I mean, I guess that makes sense, but then again, why should the teams that have zero chance of making the playoffs, why should they risk it?
I don't know.
I mean, that's why.
Yeah, I think, like Dame already said, if the Blazers went but couldn't make the playoffs, he wasn't going to play.
Yeah. He said he would go, but he wouldn't play.
All right.
I think that's why. I think the positivity behind this group stage thing, and at first I thought it was just Kevin O'Connor. I thought it was just something he was just throwing out there, but it's apparently something that's really been brought up behind the scenes as a possibility. So maybe it happens, because it seems to everyone pretty seems to have responded positively to it. And I can see the players like responding positively to it because of what Dame had said, what he had expressed about not having, if he's not going to play, if he doesn't have a chance to make the playoffs, but if in this scenario he would. So, cause they're right on the bubble, like outside.
So if all this happens and, is Rudy Gobert going to play? Are they going to let him come back?
Jeez. Oh, man. The other players give him a standing ovation.
Man alive. I mean, to be fair, he is the one that got everything stopped at a time when it probably should have been stopped. To keep everything from spreading. So I guess,
and not just the NBA. In a way, he got everything.
He's not the hero we wanted.
He's the hero we needed.
Yeah.
And there he goes again.
Well, it's all right. He'll give us.
Oh, man. Episode 100.
Episode 100 is so far really good. Awesome. Ryan's right. They can't
it's hear awesome.
But you remember the one episode we recorded from his office where there was just lightning in the background the whole time?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to say that was our lightning in the background first game week episode.
No, 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 no.
After Washington 2 years ago.
I liked recording there.
Yeah, that was nice. And then until the train came by and there was a lightning storm.
No, 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 no.
I forgot about the train.
Yeah, good times. Audio quality was not the best there.
Man alive.
They need
I do remember that. I really want to know what's in that door over Crow's shoulder.
It's the garage.
For everyone that can't see, Crow is sitting outside on the back patio. There's a pool behind him with a pool basketball goal. There he is. It's back.
It's the garage.
That's the garage.
It goes to the garage. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, mystery solved.
Yeah.
I like their lighting situation out there.
I helped put those up like a summer ago or two.
I like that. It's pretty cool.
Guys, this podcast stinks.
Well, what's the internet situation like there? What are
really
they working
good, on? But I am outside, so I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's.
Maybe yeah, that's I mean, like issue. You guys haven't even broken up, so it might not be my internet.
That's weird.
Like you haven't even cracked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got full bars.
And I'm just assuming Ryan's sitting there in his birthday suit because we can't see him.
Well, Ryan, I do that every week. Jeez.
Yeah, you guys act like it's my fault when Ryan has literally broken up every time we've done this and he never moved. I heard you guys talking about the episode we recorded at my old office, those two offices ago.
Yeah.
In that conference room? Yeah, by the train tracks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you recorded at the other office as well that one time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Upstairs.
They had good internet. But we've recorded this podcast in a number of locations. We've had some – who is the weirdest – when someone said they listened to the pod, who was the most surprising person you found out listened to this nonsense? And I want to say, sorry, I can't speak. By saying that, I want to say every single person who tells me they've ever listened to an episode of this, I am shocked. But
oh yes, absolutely.
There are some people who shock me more.
The most shocking development of this pod for me is that Lydia Jones is a listener to the pod.
Still
avid,
an actual listener. Yes, an actual listener, not just James was listening to it on his computer speakers and she heard it. She actually listens. She tunes in. She downloads the pod every week.
She's gonna love this episode because I sing when you guys can't hear me.
Oh,
a lot of singing crow in today's episode. And there are people who are clamoring for more singing crow, and then there are other groups of fans who are like, less crow, more Ryan.
I know, and I don't know if he's an avid listener or just a every once in a while kind of guy, but my friend of my father-in-law's is a, I want to say he's a state senator for Alabama.
Whoa.
Yeah, somebody that seems way too smart to be.
The halls of power. We're ringing through the halls of power. Wow.
There was the one time that we got like 70 listens from the Netherlands.
It's true.
Chief,
now's the time to give us your hot takes on whether or not Alabama needs a lottery.
Oh, sure. Let's do it. I mean, the lottery is like taxing the dumb, but
sure,
that's fine.
I'm done.
Whatever. I play the lottery when it's big. Whatever.
It would help the baseball team.
Yeah, it would. If
for me,
run
it's,
right,
it's
guys,
been probably like you're, actual sports journalists who've told me they've listened to it.
Oh yeah,
and like John Ringer and Van Plexico listened to it. I don't know if they're avid, but they've listened to a few episodes.
They let me in the media booth for A-Day because of this show.
Shocking. Shocking development.
They didn't let me into an actual game, but they let me go to A-Day.
I was a celebrity letter in because of this show.
Oh, jeez.
Well, sort of. That was more your...
The same podcast feed.
Look, it was on our SoundCloud feed.
That's true.
That's part of the show.
True. Does that count as an episode? I don't think it's an episode, right?
One of my favorite episodes of this show was the episode, like, three episodes after that, where we were still kind of, like, figuring out what was going on with the fact that everyone knew our show. We had, like, 1,000 downloads that week. It's been downhill from there. And then we had the Bye Bye Basketball season episode, which was that was a pretty good episode for a pretty sad time.
Yeah. Those were that whole run in the tournament was probably the most fun it was to do a show, I guess. Just because we had something fun to talk about every single week. That can't be said for every other week that we've recorded, you know.
Like this one.
Yeah, that's got to be one of the single best months to record a show, to be an Auburn fan. I mean, it's up there with November 3rd, 2013,
November,
I guess, January 2010.
I will stand hard for November 2017 as one of the best months in Auburn history.
I mean, it was a pretty good month, yeah. But I don't know that it beats last March. April.
No, it doesn't.
Because remember, we also had baseball that was kicking into high gear around that time, too. So right after basketball was over, baseball started doing their thing.
Have we heard anything about baseball, like guys coming back because they can't?
I would assume most of them are coming back because the draft went from 40 rounds to 5 rounds.
Oh, geez, did it?
I didn't know that.
So a lot of those guys will still be undrafted free agents, but
bringing us the sports news, Ryan.
When did that happen?
Oh, that happened
8 months ago.
Like, no, as soon as the shutdown went into place, pretty much. I want to say that was like end of March, early April.
Okay, so is it because of the shutdown? I was just thinking it was I was thinking it was something like the NBA where they
that's
were
right.
Like,
yeah. I can't remember this.
Well, part of the reason
Ireland
was that these guys couldn't scout.
It.
I mean, you think about 40 rounds of draft picks and you lost an entire senior season of baseball for high schoolers and not seeing any of these college games this year for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go back on what they were as a 17-year-old, but I mean, how much money do you want to give a guy?
This kind of kills the minor leagues, though.
Oh, it, well,
I think it's going to cause a pretty big turnover. You know, a lot of these journeymen over guys may decide, I can't take a year off and then try and get back into playing again. So maybe you see a big influx of even the high A, double A, triple A teams have some 19, 20 year olds on them.
It's structured so much differently than the NBA. Like the Rangers or the Braves don't own all those teams. They're just affiliates.
The
Braves more than other teams own their affiliates.
Yeah, they own at least a stake in them.
Because a lot of those people just fold.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That has been a discussion about, and it's interesting with the MILB is different than the MLB. They're separate entities. Right. And there's been some bargaining issues where even before this shutdown, the MLB's thinking about not funding the minor leagues as much. And it would cause a lot of those teams to fold.
Like how does that benefit Major League Baseball?
They don't have to spend the money on – I mean, all those minor league teams are run at a loss. For maybe a couple of the triple-A teams. But, I mean, you think about the Braves probably have – they have a triple-A, double-A, single-A, or high-A, low-A, summer league, Dominican league.
Can you name them all, Ryan? Rome.
Well, luckily for the Braves, a lot of them are just the Braves.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm talking about their locations.
Gwinnett, Mississippi.
Rome.
Florida. Rome. Danville. And then there's a Gulf Coast League, and I'm not sure where that's at. I think it's in their spring training.
Famously, the Braves farm system is why they were so good in the 90s. And they spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
But not Yankees kind of money.
Well, the Yankees don't have a farm system, right? From what I remember correctly, they just get the best free agents.
Seems that way.
They can do both. See, the thing with the Yankees is that if their minor leaguers actually turn out well, they can afford to keep them on 9-digit contracts.
Yeah.
I think it's enough baseball for Crow, though.
That's got to be. I've already looked at it. I'm looking at headphones online now, to be honest with you guys.
I got to think the Yankees have got to be like Manchester United, where they make unfathomably more money on merchandising than they do their actual product, their sporting product.
I could see that. There's no way they sell that many tickets compared to how many Yankees hats I see.
The Cowboys have probably got to be like that too, pretty close. Well,
the thing with baseball is that all these teams get to negotiate their own TV deals.
Guys, if the Cowboys,
you got to think the Yankees TV deal is just bringing in all the money.
If the Cowboys would just brand, like Jerry's a genius when it comes to marketing, and his daughter is in charge of all their brand and apparel and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Somehow they've missed out on the fact that if they were to just brand Cowboys brand jean shorts that come down to the mid calf. I mean, right now in town, there are 50 people in this city wearing a Cowboys jersey, jean shorts that come down mid calf, and a pair of Air Jordan 13s. I guarantee you.
Wait. Are you sure you didn't stumble into 1998?
No. Chief, that's the look. And you know, it doesn't matter ethnicity or whatever. There are guys whose last name ends in Z doing that. There are guys who don't doing that. It does not matter. Jean shorts come down mid-calf. Air Jordan 13s. Blue Cowboys jersey, too. Not even the home whites. The Blue Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott. That's being worn all over this fair city.
Is this a look that you're going to have to adopt now that you're...
I really hope not. I don't want to put it on. I do have a blue Michael Irvin Cowboys.
There you go.
I think you're just going to be the one with the Luka jersey.
Yeah, I'll be the guy wearing the Luka jersey at the Cowboys games.
Are you gonna get Mavs season tickets while you're there?
I ain't got that kind of cash. I might get Mav tickets while I'm here.
Yeah, do they have you know, like small season ticket packages?
Yeah, they like 3-game packs, 5-game
packs.
Yeah,
3-game packs.
You play 82 games, you know, you're playing 41 home games.
So. I'm sure you could get like Mavs versus who's the worst team in the league? It's not the Clippers anymore. Yeah, Mavs Hawks. You could probably get Mavs Hawks. Easy.
I bet I could get Mavs Timberwolves tickets or Mavs, you know, somebody okay. They sell out a lot of games though here, is the issue. But FC Dallas is the easiest ticket in town. See, now Chief is frozen on my end.
Yeah.
And Ryan.
I haven't seen his video move in a while.
Ryan's okay. I hear you.
Skype just straight up closed on me.
Guys. Hey! I was just telling you that,
trifecta.
That FC Dallas is the only easy ticket to get in town these days.
Oh.
Which doesn't make any sense because they're actually competitive.
It's all the way out there in Frisco.
That's the issue, is that it's just so far from everything.
It's a nice little state, nice little area there around it, too. I like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
If you want to live up there, it's great. It's by the IKEA. It depends on how far your white has flighted, if you ask me.
You could go see Luca play the Hawks. That seems pretty easy. You just got to – you're not the pastor, though. My uncle is a pastor, and so he gets to go to a lot of Georgia and Alabama games.
Right. Yeah.
Because they, you know.
Now, there might be issues or situations where the church might be given some tickets that nobody else wants.
Sure. Like the case, to the Hawks game.
You send them all over to Crows. I'll go to anything.
Yeah. Well, are you still – you're still working with youth there?
Somewhat. So, depending on the youth. Oh, okay. Yeah, like I – no. Running programs for inner city.
Depends on if they're a 4 or 5-star recruit.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, that sounds like some creative recruiting. Take them to see Chumo Kiki play, if you know what I mean. And
I'm going to ask to be the chaplain for like the state championship games. Like I want to be only yes! to fit all those games in the locker rooms. Just throw my Auburn shirt, Auburn hat, my cam shoes. Man, this guy loves Auburn. Just walk around with have money fall out of my pocket every day.
My goodness.
So how far are you from Wynnewood, Oklahoma?
I am about, I bet I'm 200 miles from Wynnewood, Oklahoma.
Okay. Well, it's not in Wynnewood though. It's at, it's going to be at the casino now.
That's right. By the Windstar. By the Windstar, the world's largest casino outside of Asia, Southeast Asia.
That's crazy.
The Wynnewood, Oklahoma. The Windstar Casino is massive.
Why is it there? I don't get why. I mean, I guess
land's cheap.
Is it on an Indian reservation? Is that why it's there?
I think you both just answered the question.
Yeah,
that's it. It's right there next to. The Windstar is, they got Mickey Mantle's Lounge. They got Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill. They got an El Phoenix up there now? Man. El Phoenix is a really good Dallas Mexican restaurant.
Do they have a Margaritaville?
The original Tex-Mex place.
Surely they have a Margaritaville.
Guys, that reminds me of my favorite joke from Kyle Kinane, who's one of my favorite comedians, about Margaritaville. If you think about the lyrics to that song, he said, it's the saddest song ever written, and everyone laughs because it's not sad song at all. He goes, well, no, see, you're thinking of it as a beach song. I want you to imagine this song is about a Margaritaville restaurant. And about, it's a restaurant at some mall in Illinois, and it's about a guy who's just wasted at the Margaritaville looking for his lost salt shaker.
I got a great connection with Margaritaville. I ate shrimp and grits at Margaritaville before the 2010 national championship or the 2011 national championship game.
Guys, I'm only an hour and 15 minutes from the Windstar Casino.
Oh,
you
man.
Are an Orange and True episode away from the Windstar.
Man.
Yeah, you should you should go check that out.
Woof.
I've never been to Oklahoma.
You're not missing a whole lot.
How far away is Austin from Dallas?
Let's see. I think it's 3 hours because an hour and a half to Waco from here, and then an hour and a half from Waco to Austin.
Interesting.
Waco is basically halfway.
3 hours and 18 minutes from Austin to Plano.
Been to Dallas twice in my life. Went on it's part of a choir trip for some reason. We went there we stayed there one night. Our actual destination was San Antonio. I don't know how we ended up in Dallas.
Not close.
And then I went there for the FCS National Championship game up in Frisco.
San Antonio is 5 hours from here.
Yeah, I don't know why we were up there. We stayed at Holiday Inn Express. I think we just did one day there and did like some mission work there or something.
Right.
Worked at soup kitchen or something.
That'd be like saying you were going to Auburn and end up in Nashville.
Five hours from Auburn, like where you could be. You'd almost be in Charlotte.
Yeah. Man, Texas is so big. I enjoyed San Antonio. Charles Barkley hates San Antonio. He's always ragging.
He doesn't actually hate it.
Yeah, right. He's just ragging.
He made a comment about big old women in San Antonio, and it got people really mad. And so he's just leaning into it, and it's the best. Right.
Yeah.
There are some big old women there, Ernie.
On the I actually river like walk. It, though.
I love it.
He's like, they call it a river. It's not a river. That's a creek.
Yeah. Whatever they got, he's hating on.
Let me tell you this. As a 12-year-old kid, the Riverwalk was the coolest mall I've ever been to in my entire life.
It's cool now. Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad spot to walk around.
And there's dudes like full walking around looking like straight up cowboys there. It was a crazy experience.
Now, it's not where I'd go get Mexican food now. When I was 18, maybe I did, but now I know some better spots in San Antonio, but a little off the beaten path. Guys, you gotta come. We gotta do an Orange and Truth podcast from out here. Now we're just like having a Skype call.
That's fine.
We're not having a podcast anymore.
That's what the people
we're
want.
Catching up.
That's what the people want. Yeah. Well, it's gonna be more like that now.
Ryan, how's that death treating you?
Oh, it's great. Caroline loves it. It did not make it upstairs.
I would not want to try to get a roll top up the stair.
Yeah, it found its way to the office downstairs and. That was it.
That's nice. What else you got going on?
I think
Ryan?
My mom was upset with me for not selling it to you, but it's fine.
Got you some whiskey.
Yeah. So we need to talk about who our guest was supposed to be tonight because he's not coming.
Well, we want to save it for next week in case he does happen to show.
We'll save it for next week.
Okay.
Because I can go ahead and I think this has been a pretty good episode, 100th episode.
Yeah, it's been fine.
Chrome,
right.
Texas. We talked a little NBA. We talked a little baseball. Well, we talked a little SEC. We can say that the SEC seems to think that sports are coming back faster than the NCAA does.
Well, I think the SEC is like, well, we're doing it.
I was about to say, this could be the secession of the SEC from the NCAA.
That's kind of what I was hinting at. It seems like the SEC is moving on as if they're going to do it, whether the NCAA says they can or not.
We'll see.
I'm excited about it because anything that makes the NCAA just go away is you know, I'm in on it.
Yeah, it's better for everyone. Yeah, for sure.
There's zero way there's fans, right? There's no way. I cannot imagine there being fans in the stands.
Well, okay, you got to think about the hierarchy here, though. Like, the SEC is like, oh, we're doing this whether you want it or not. Well, the people that pay the money for all these SEC schools are like, well, we're going to be there whether you want it or not. And if they're there, then you got to think, well, I guess everybody's going to be there. But
I can see them saying students are okay and, like,
that's the thing.
The boxes are okay. That's about it.
So I do think what's probably going to happen with students, because it seems there's more multiple schools are doing this now is they're coming back a little early and then they're going to leave like at Thanksgiving. But that means they'll be here for football. So I think that's probably going to be what everybody ends up doing, right? I mean,
I know a couple schools have already said that that's the plan.
South Carolina is doing that, and Notre Dame's doing that. So,
yeah.
Crow, do you think there'll be fans at high school football around Dallas?
Dude, I have thought about that. The fact that the state of Texas has already said, hey, go ahead and start practice.
Good God. It's
like, hey,
I guess y'all wanna start having, or,
yeah, you guys want to start having high school like workouts on the at the facility and all that stuff, you can. I cannot imagine, man, but apparently so. There's a graduation that happened at the Ranger Stadium. Had a couple of high school graduations because they could spread people out enough.
Yeah, Fort Payne had graduation last week, shockingly. But apparently what they did is there were like 200-something people that graduated, which is – I graduated 130 people. So Fort Payne's classes are pretty big right now. But they put them in the middle of the football field, spread all the kids out by 6 feet, and then they let them all bring six people – or they got six invites or whatever. But the way they calculated that is they chopped up spaces in the bleachers and the home stand and the away stand and sectioned off like little sections for every group. So they'd be socially distanced.
You know, there was a black market on tickets. Oh, well,
I don't want
only
you to
gonna
be,
bring three people. And,
I don't want you to be racist, Ryan, but.
It was weird that they did that though. I don't know. I'm a big downer on high school graduation because like who cares? But it's all right.
I mean, it isn't important enough of an event to me, and especially it wasn't when I was 18 to risk getting COVID. Like you know what I mean?
Well, my whole thing was because the way Opelika, and I may have mentioned this on the pod already, the way Opelika was doing it was going to be like one person in at a time and one family in at a time. And to me, it's like, what, like, I don't care about walking across the stage. It's dumb. And I know there's people that get really, like their whole families get really excited that somebody's walking across the stage. But my whole thing is, it's like, isn't, but the point really at the end of the day is that you have this one last, like, moment memory with your classmates, right? And if you're not with your classmates, then who cares? But I guess some people like the photo op. Mom slept the photo op. So
it's true.
No. I don't remember any. Do you guys remember your high school graduations? I remember mine barely. I remember texting on my Motorola StarTAC that I just got. For my birthday because I had to have a phone to come to college. Obviously.
Don't even ask, Ryan. Don't even ask.
I remember some friends of mine who were like juniors and sophomores cheered when they called my name out or whatever. I remember like talking to the people around me, like the Walker girls who I was not related to that, were sitting with me, like we all were cutting up, and then I hugged my friend's mom, who's assistant principal, and that was it. That's
I remember being miserable because we graduated at 8 o'clock, and students had to be there at 5:45
in the morning.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Because in Gwinnett County, when you got 18 7A schools all graduating in the same arena over 3 days.
Oh wow!
Yeah. We graduated at 5 p.m. outside
we did
Texas
too.
In May
and
or maybe early June, and I had to be there at 3 and just sweating.
I want to say our actual ceremony started at 7, I think, but I mean it's still, I mean,
hot,
humid, god
awful.
Did
you have to do graduation practice?
Yeah,
it wasn't, our practice was didn't take very
long.
There
were 400 of us just sitting out there just sweating to death.
I graduated with 100. How many people did you graduate with, Ryan?
730.
Jesus.
Yeah, Ryan wins that
was,
one.
That was the like sixth biggest class in the county too.
Ours, I graduated with like 100. I think it may have been 124 people all said and done.
That was basically a game that you could, as people were going across stage, you could say, "Oh, I know them. I don't know them. I do know them. Don't know them." There were literally people I had never heard of before.
I knew every person. I probably almost knew every person in every grade's name that I went to high school with.
I didn't know everybody I graduated with, but I can guarantee you everybody I graduated with knew who I was.
Oh.
And that'll do it.
Who knows?